Welcome back to your favorite program. Let us now take a look at what happened to an individual in England, shall we? Well, of course we shall. Last month, a 42-year-old guy in England named Andrew Salmon was trying to mourn the death of his mother, but he was having a bit of trouble because his 42-year-old wife would not stop singing, "Ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead."
Really?
Yeah.
That he was just doing that once.
She was over and over and over.
Oh, is that crude?
Well, Beverly was at work, Andrew packed up all of her clothes and set them outside. Locked her out of the house. When she got home, he locked her in a shed in the backyard.
This is very British.
That would be called kidnapping, wouldn't it?
I think it's illegal detainment or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, eventually she got out through a window, made it back into the house, and then she started throwing his clothes out of a window in their bedroom.
Must be a great house. Must be too good of a rental to give up.
This is when he retaliated by throwing her down, ripping her clothing, and giving her the old twisteroo there, if you know what I'm saying.
This is what mom wanted me to do to you for years.
Eventually, the cops showed up. Andrew was he admitted that he punched her. He's also claiming that she's been having an affair. He was arrested for assault, pleaded guilty, told the judge he regrets how he handled the situation. He will be sentenced sometime next month.
He should get a light sentence.
I don't know. No.
Not that is right. Of course, all of that is wrong.
Yes. But for her singing "Ding Dong, the witch is dead"
after someone's mother passes?
I agree. That's not a good thing, but you don't smack a woman, ever. Cops, unless she hits you first with everything she's got.
If
a woman comes at you and punches you in the face with everything she has.
Your faith tells you to turn the other cheek.
Yeah. It does.
Oh, it gets me every time.
All right, but if she smacks the other cheek when I turn around, right to the moon, Alice. All right, Sunday, 36-year-old Michelle Cooper was driving her Honda CRV in Mercer County, Pennsylvania. That's Amish country. She spotted an Amish guy on a horse and buggy on her tail. She says, quote, "He was flying like a bat out of hell down the road."
Wait a minute. The horse and buggy was going faster than the car?
Well, it was tailgating her.
I'd be passed by a horse.
And apparently, when she stopped to turn at a stop sign, he went past her and his buggy smashed into the side of her Honda. Then he just drove off. Well, okay, galloped off, trotted. Anyway.
He didn't flip her off, did he?
Be careful.
Normally, that's what happens when somebody is tailgating,
Michelle,
and then passes you. They'll give you the old...
They classified it as criminal mischief, the cops did, and will try to track down this Amish guy, but without a license plate or any real identifying info,
the wagon
was
black.
Yeah.
The clothing was black.
It was a white guy in a straw hat. He had a beard. And a horse, and there was this, like, triangle, reflective triangle on the back of the horse, and it made sounds as it drove away. Don't you think that would
be? Somebody always said, you know, how you guys can't make Amish jokes on the air. They said, why? They're not listening anyway. Are they?
Wow.
Well, they're not.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
If they are, they're not supposed to be.
Come, Jedediah. Let us to the morning show.
You lead me down these paths of...
I'm the one.
Yeah.
The Kardashians have launched a line of children's clothing. Oh, this is awesome. Be sure to buy a pair of leopard tights for your toddler and finally say goodbye to any hopes of her growing up to be a happy, well-adjusted human being. Kris Jenner is being blackmailed over a sex tape. That's the mom. Browsing through that family's home movies must be like sex tape, sex tape, dance recital, sex tape, sex tape, sex tape. You know, it's a switch, too, because usually it's her daughters in the news involving blackmails. Anyway, it only took Queen and David Bowie one night to write "Under Pressure." We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
And it took Vanilla Ice about 3 minutes to ruin it. No one was in Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Come on. Anybody?
Yeah.
Is this thing?
I'm only going to laugh when the jokes are funny. I told you that.
Oh. Well, all right. Sit down. No one was injured when one of Miley Cyrus's tour buses went up in flames. However, the contact high sent 12 people to the nearest White Castle. Thank you. Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington turns 38 years old today. Bandmates celebrated the event by screaming the lyrics to Happy Birthday while someone did pointless rap in the background. Jane,
I get it.
Okay. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin will star in a new comedy series on Netflix. The show's target demographic is the three people who remember who Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin are and also understand what Netflix is.
Like I got the Netflix thing.
Yep. There's one. Male strippers at a Las Vegas review subdued a gunman who tried to rob their dressing room.
Male or female?
Male strippers.
Yeah, was the robber male or female?
Well, there's no word on what the gunman wanted with the 12 bow ties and a 5-gallon bucket of glitter. There was no reason to call the cops or firemen or paramedics since they were already there at the scene. Chinese businessman paid a record $2 million for a Tibetan Mastiff. When asked for comment, he said, "Delicious."
Oh, but how many different ethnic groups can we insult in one segment?
Let's find out.
Everyone gets their turn.
We're finding out, yeah.
German, Irish, Italian, Polish, don't worry, yours is coming around.
Vladimir Putin seems fixated on reclaiming stuff that was once part of Russia. On the bright side, he could include Yakov Smirnoff in that list. No? You like the Yakov jokes.
What a cut.
President Obama. President Obama unveiled his NCAA bracket. And Vladimir Putin conquered Crimea. My point, everybody's had a busy week. It's kind of hard to believe he took time off from his busy golf schedule to do that, though, isn't it? Anyway, President Obama says that Michigan State, there's a difference. President Obama says that Michigan State will win the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we had this wrong. We thought that he had Florida.
No,
he's got
I
Michigan
thought he
State.
Picked Florida.
No, well, he got Michigan State.
He changed his mind?
Yeah, he got Michigan State. He also said he would accomplish something in his second term, so we'll see how that goes.
If you like your team, you can keep your team.
Last but not least, the White House is starting a new website on climate change, so it should be up and running about the same time we all die from global warming. That's been a quick look at the news. Please use the information for good and not for evil.
Here's a local story. Lawmakers here in New York are considering a plan to bring slot machines to LaGuardia. Of course, there's always that other way to gamble at LaGuardia, checking a bag. And a lot of people are getting excited for the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're starting to film it now. It was announced this week that the movie will be set 30 years after Return of the Jedi. A lot has changed. The fight this time is between Princess Leia and Han Solo's divorce attorneys. And it's you're not taking the Falcon, Leia. I thought this was pretty cool. A new iPhone app just came out called Cloak that can show you where your friends are so that you can avoid them. Speaking of the iPhone, I read that Apple is apparently revamping Siri so that it can remind users when to take their medication and when to turn off the lights. That story again, we just found a way to scare the crap out of my grandpa. It's like, I think your Aunt Gladys is trying to communicate with me. She told me to change the filters in the air conditioner.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.